This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's the live weekend edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the presidential election. What else? You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. And we've certainly, you know, run in some different directions talking about a naturalization of citizens and a variety of topics regarding the mudslinging that's gone on and all this stuff. But I still like to hear that, that person that spent the time parsing through all these delegate votes and these sorts of things, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose. It looks like Trump is the only one who can realistically put together 1237 on the Republican side.
On the Democratic side, it's much closer.
It's much closer for the Democrats.
Yeah, and if the superdelegates go whichever way the political wind blows on the Democrat side, it's Bernie still has a shot.
Let's go to Juanita calling in from Olympia, Washington. Juanita, you're on Free Talk Live. Juanita?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Ted Cruz. He is a naturalized citizen, not a natural born. I have five generations in my family. My mother was the first, I'm the second, and my kids and theirs. Anyhow, a natural citizen is somebody that was born here on this land in America, not in Canada. My one aunt, when she was about 18 or 19 years old, went back up to Canada to live with her grandmother. She met a young man, she married him, and they had three children. They are all Canadian, and they are alien to me. I'm an alien to them. If I want to go see them, I have to get a passport, go to Canada, and go here.
So a friend of mine, this was the situation too, and he was he had dual citizenship up to the point that he was 18, and then he had to make a decision at that time which one he wanted to be.
But it says in the Constitution they have to be born on American land. American
they have to be natural born.
Why did American Mexican women come over here so their children can be born here as American citizens?
So,
the reason they do it is, I would assume that so that they have a more difficult time being kicked out of the country. I mean,
I had a buddy when I was a teenager, and he was Mexican. We were buddies. We used to ride our bikes all around Pontiac, Michigan, and sing songs, and it was great. I don't know if he was Mexican natural or naturalized, but he was here. And maybe Ted's okay, but I don't like his politics or anything else. I don't care who runs, who beats it. I've been a Democrat all my life, and I don't know who I'm going to vote for. But I don't like somebody saying they are an American-born citizen, which he's not. He doesn't deserve to be a president.
So.
And I don't like all the stuff that goes on anyhow. I'm a rabble-rouser. I'm going to be 89 in July. And as far as politicians and everything, they shouldn't be in there longer than 2 to 4 years, not 4, 6, or a lifetime.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm all for the term limits. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. You've got till May the 24th to figure out who you're going to vote for. Are you leaning one way or the other?
I think I'll put my name on the list.
Thanks for the call, Juanita. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Mike Gill arrest in New Hampshire. Have you heard much about this?
A little bit. He's the guy with the signs. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's some guy that is like ferreting out corruption or something.
Well, he runs a radio show that airs locally in New Hampshire called State of Corruption. And he was arrested in court, I guess, because he had some sort of an outburst about corruption. He was in a dispute related to his wife, like a marital case or something like that. And during the court, I guess he was held in contempt. And I don't know if he's still in jail or not, but I bet he is. What's interesting here is that I didn't know this at first, and this isn't getting much attention, but apparently he's being assisted by a Free Stater. I'm not sure. Aaron Day is a Free Stater, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have access to the Free State Project's Statement of Intent list. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think so.
Didn't he run for school board or something in Bedford, and it was a big brouhaha because the Bedford government didn't want Free Staters on the school board?
Yeah, I believe that did occur. Yep.
Yeah, I think
so.
That was him.
How does this affect the national audience? This guy being incarcerated for the whole thing to do with his contempt of court?
Yeah, maybe I'm not as good at articulating this as I should be, but I think I have this general sense that things that happen in New Hampshire are of interest to liberty persons all over the country. Now, not necessarily to average people, but this is our capital, right, in a sense, and so anything that happens here is national news for liberty folks. And the way that an individual is handled and helped by Free Staters is important, and I to me it's inspirational. You know, it was neat to see that they went to the court, he went to the court hearing and made sure that he documented what happened there. He tried to film. I think he was partly banned from filming, or they attempted to stop him from filming, and he was able to report to the mainstream press what had happened. I don't know if very many people would have been talking about this if they hadn't been there to document what had happened.
Yeah, I'm reading from the union leader's website. Quote, "The judge said we couldn't record the hearing," unquote, said Day. "Gil has been recording these hearings for years. That got shot down. Then he was trying to submit text messages of threats to his children, and the judge would not accept those. Gil basically viewed it as a sham hearing," unquote.
It sounds like it. Dave, I do appreciate the call. Sorry. Let's go to another Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yep, what's on your mind, Dave?
I was going to say something about... it's funny that that other Dave should call him because he mentioned a guy named Aaron Day who is a Free Stater, and he's actually on board.
Sounds like the call is breaking up, Dave. It's breaking up.
That happened with that.
That's exciting stuff. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We have exhausted the calls on naturalized citizens and presidential stuff and all those sorts of things. So I wanted to talk about, I just wanted to bring up something that happened to me today. My son, Jack, he's 8 years old, and he wanted to stay home today to watch over a bird that we are bird sitting for somebody. He wanted to make sure the bird was safe and felt comfortable and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked me if he could stay home by himself. And he'd never asked this before, and I'd never really considered when kids can stay home by themselves. But
right, what's the magic age?
I felt like he could. I was just scared because, whoa. If you leave a kid home too young, then that's really bad news. So I looked it up online, and it turns out I've got this family.findlaw.com, and there's only two states in the union that have a law on this, and one is Illinois. At the age of 14, you can't leave a 13-year-old at home in the state of Illinois, apparently. This is not legal advice. This is simply me reading a website.
I think it's good parenting advice. Don't leave a 13-year-old at home.
Well, I got left at home a lot as a kid, and things were fine. I'm 45. It's not like, you know, I'm not the most elderly of people. You know, back in the day, we had to, you know, take the plow while the parents were away. You know, I have, you know, that wasn't right. happening. But Maryland, is the legal age is 8, and then they've got some guidelines. And I just kind of wonder, you know, what do people think about what ages kids should be left home alone? The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Because parents don't get a guidebook.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the live weekend edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. We've been talking about sort of the presidential primaries and those sorts of things, but I did ask a question that sort of struck home here, this for me today. My son wanted to stay home. He's 8 years old. He wanted to keep an eye on a bird while we went and did some stuff, and I sort of looked it up online, and I guess 8 years old might be old enough to leave somebody home. What do you think?
According to the state. The state says it's okay.
I can't remember anything about sort of a timeline of when I was allowed to do anything. I remember I had a gun. I don't know when I got it. I remember I stayed home alone. I don't remember the first time.
Right.
I don't remember any of this stuff as far as I didn't keep a diary or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't know when you do this stuff. And I think that, and of course, everybody gives you the evasive answer. Well, it's different for each kid. But as a parent of one kid, I don't know if it's right for this kid. And I think that many parents err on the side of safety, which is to say the wrong side, because if you're going to teach a child to be bold, to be self-assured, to be all of these things, you need to give them license over their own lives. And I found it to be a difficult parenting moment.
And I don't remember the specific time, but I do remember the idea of being allowed to stay home by myself while my parents weren't there as a big thing. You know,
what's your age compared to mine? I'm 45.
52.
Okay.
But it was one of those things that it wasn't something I think I looked forward to, but it was one of those things when it happened, it was like, I'm the man of the house.
Yeah.
You know, I am responsible enough. I can show them that I can take care of myself, and I think that's a big thing.
I told my son the same thing about, you know, being the man of the house, and, you know, I've given him that, and it kind of works with boys. I don't know how you deal with girls. I don't have to.
Right.
It's not my job. Anyway, I want to tell you, if you're doing your online shopping, I'm asking you, please, do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, But it's one extra click. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can do Amazon and Walmart and a variety of other online retailers there at shop.freetalklive.com. It gives us, in some cases, up to 7% of the purchase for you doing nothing else. You get the same prices, the same service. It's shop.freetalklive.com. If you like what we do, it helps to sort of distribute the risk of doing a radio program. shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bruce calling in from Albuquerque. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, Bruce.
I heard you guys running a little bit of problems. Yeah, so anyways, you know, a lot of times when I work with people, they go, if you have a kid, I'll eat your human flesh
to
make sure that I survive.
What's this about kids and eating human flesh?
No, because people are very aggressive after they have a kid.
Okay.
They'll do anything for the survival of the species.
Yeah, they get protective.
They do indeed.
I get protective. I know the feeling. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Will calling in from Tennessee. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Will.
So I had this bill that was just tabled a few days ago here in the Tennessee House, and I thought the story would be kind of interesting to you guys because of how it went down. It's called the Tennessee Student Free Speech Protection Act.
All right. Sounds like a really great thing. You want kids to have free speech, right? Except that if they start speaking in the middle of class, then they may be disruptive. That gets a little confusing.
Well, a Republican from Knoxville presented the bill, and during the debate on the floor, a Democrat from Memphis asked the question, and it originally came to my mind because of the way, you know, statists love to go to the absurd for their arguments. Would you be okay with ISIS recruiting on the University of Tennessee campus?
Right.
Because the bill is supposed to get rid of free speech zones, as well as some local colleges have rules where you have to give like 5 days advance notice and get approval in order to hand out literature or to table at the campus, that sort of thing. So they're trying to get rid of that. and the Democrat literally invoked the specter of ISIS.
Because they didn't want free speech?
To defeat his free speech bill. His quote, first he asked the question, well, would you be okay with ISIS recruiting on campuses? Do you really want free speech like that? And then he follows that up with, quote, there are young people who are not ready yet. They're half-baked, half-cooked, who are recruited
on college campuses?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not arguing with that point, but...
Well, if they are half-baked and uncooked, it's because they went through 13 years of government school.
That's what I'm saying.
But right. So the government says that they're not prepared to have an opinion because we have, over the course of 13 years, failed to show them how to critically think, apparently.
Oh, not failed. We've reverted anything that they may have learned on their own.
I about ISIS being able to recruit, look, ISIS is certainly not an organization I'm going to support, but if ISIS can recruit on a college campus, if they're successful in recruiting, they're probably going to recruit people to do illegal things, and they would, in all likelihood, the only thing people they would be recruiting would be undercover federal police.
Right.
So, I guess I am comfortable with ISIS attempting to recruit on college campuses.
So, Will, can you tell us, is the bill, from a liberty point of view, at all decent? Because when I see any bill
the
title...
Well, to get rid of free speech zones and... the restrictions on free speech on campus. The Democrats' argument was, quote, free speech is one thing, being stupid is another. The rebuttal from the Republican side was, quote, our schools are tending towards shielding students away from objectionable speech.
Right. So, trigger word.
That's the whole
thing else.
They have safe spaces. There's this situation, I think, I can't remember, Emory University is going on the hunt for the student who wrote in chalk Trump 2016.
Oh, yeah.
In the safe space.
Yep.
Now, it's been a while since I've been in college. We didn't have safe spaces when I was in college. And if we did have safe spaces, I would have jeered and mocked anyone who ever walked into one.
Right.
Who maybe didn't have. I suppose that if there's some kind of like a family member's been murdered or something. But I just the idea of using valuable real estate for a safe space for a college student just doesn't make any sense to me. But apparently they can't. You can't write Trump 2016. That's a terrible thing.
That is triggering.
I wonder if they would have written Bernie Sanders if that would have been okay.
Probably would have been fine. The reason I ask, Will, is because usually when I see any bill title, it usually what's in the bill is the opposite of what it says. So if it says Student Free Speech Protection Act,
pretty close to what it says. The idea is to get rid of free speech zones, to get rid of restrictions that require students to submit in writing days, even weeks in advance, to gain permission from the school in order for a demonstration or to table. You even have some schools in the state of Tennessee, like TSU, that don't allow any demonstration of any kind on campus property.
They college students, if they don't learn how to speak where they are, they're never going to learn to speak. Will, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
The number is 855-450-3733. Are your college students too?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The live weekend edition of the show, and you are welcome to call in and participate. We've been talking about the presidential election. I even asked a question on how old do you think a kid should be when they decide to, to be able to decide to stay home alone. And I think that there's different varying degrees of staying home. But, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, and that's free as in freedom. And I want to tell you about how to use the internet a little more anonymously. The internet was meant to be used anonymously, and if you want to, without government oversight or corporate oversight, many governments and companies are thriving off of the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. It's a lot more like sending a postcard than it is like sending a security envelope, I can tell you that.
Right.
ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's Linux support, too, and unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, or you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL, you can get 50% off. 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. You can end up, that can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now. Use the code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Proxpn.com, coupon code FTL50. One way to have some privacy, Chris, is to have a prepaid cell phone. A lot of people, they don't want, folks to know, they don't want to be linked to the phone. And,
right.
I got to say, I have a phone through Walmart that I could have been private on.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want to go and re-up the cards and do all those things with the points and the minutes and all that stuff. I'm just not interested in
right.
that. So I just give them my credit card, and they ding it every month.
Right.
Now, I like Straight Talk. It's cheap, but they don't have as many towers as others. But it works fine for me.
And for some people, it's an economic issue. Some people, because if you go to Sprint or you go to AT&T, you have to pass it back a credit check and things like that, and they're unable to do so. Or, their income, they may be on very, very low income and they haven't got their Obama phone.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to pay when they need it is good. On another end of it is kind of the elderly. So my girlfriend's mother uses a prepaid phone because she uses next to no minutes and she can't find like a $5 plan anywhere. Well, that gives her a phone. She can keep very little balance on that,
right.
But she can use it if she needs it.
Right, and it's, in case the car gets a flat or something like
yeah.
that. It's really important to have that. I think that a lot of people choose to have a cell phone for that one reason, and it can be really, really important. Obviously, you're going to want a hands-free device if you're traveling down the road at speed, but if you're stopped, you can call and say, hey, things aren't going the way that I'd hoped.
Hello, AAA.
Yeah. Well, AAA is good, or,
yeah.
A close family member who can then call AAA for you. I've noticed that the women in my life tend to do that.
Really? Can you call AAA for me?
No, they don't ask you to call AAA. It's like, there's something wrong with the car. What do you want me to do, carry it on my back? But, as the case may be, that's how my life goes. And AAA, invaluable for us. It used to be when I had a key for a car
mm-hmm.
that I would sometimes use up the amount of times you're allowed to call AAA. Because I'd lock a key in a car way too often. Now, I haven't done that recently, but, whatever. So go on. Apparently they're trying to stop this from AndroidAuthority.com.
Yeah, the story starts. The bill is called the Prepaid Mobile Device Security Gap Act of 2016. And if it passes, anyone who purchases a prepaid cell phone will be forced to register their identity with their device. The proposed law is being pushed forward by Jackie Speier, a Democrat representative from California.
Now, I wonder whether this would entirely kill the prepaid phone industry or whether there would be enough people that would still want them even if you had to give your ID. Because they're not proposing to actually do away with them. They're just proposing to add a sort of layer of, security for the government. I say security. The government using this.
Security theater.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. And I don't think it would kill the industry because most of that industry is actually the cell phone companies. They're the ones that push and sell most of the prepaid phones that are out there, AT&T Go phones or things like that.
I'm just thinking about TracFone, but I don't know everything about this industry. I certainly don't.
But even there, all of them, they have relationships with the major phone manufacturers.
Yeah, sure.
So I would imagine that they will probably be opposed to anything that could reduce the number of potential phone users by one.
I've got friends who are, the reason they use these kind of phones is basically security-based. They just don't want people to know, where they are, what calls they're making, these kind of things. They're not doing anything illegal.
It's not really security. It sounds like they're using it for privacy.
Privacy, yeah.
And that there's a big difference, at least as far as the federal government's going to be concerned.
All right.
But I think that's it. And ever since the TV show The Wire came out, the word burner, entered our...
Oh, a burner phone. Yeah, that makes it sound so much worse.
Exactly. But that's what everybody associates a prepaid phone with, is immediately, if you're doing it, then you are selling heroin off the block in Baltimore. That's the only reason you could possibly want a burner phone. And it's quite simply...
I've never even considered selling heroin off the block in Baltimore.
Well, I'm full of career ideas, so...
that sounds like a bad choice.
It probably not the best advice I've given. But that's the whole thing, and this is just another case of... to me, trying to get more involved in people's lives under the quote unquote, you know, umbrella of security. And they bring up criminals and they bring up terrorists, just like they always brings up terrorists and criminals.
Every time, that's what they do. They always go back to that same tried and true, you know, criminals are going to use this and that kind of thing. And,
right.
We have the most incarcerated people in the world. It seems like police are doing a pretty good job of getting criminals.
Well, to enact some more laws to add another, you know, million or 2 million potential criminals so we can lock those up too.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to. This law wouldn't get anybody else locked up. This would be a get around.
What if you were caught with an unregistered cell phone, Mark?
I don't know. Maybe that would get you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you're going to lock anybody up over this one, but I do see your point. It just seems like, do we need to do this more? Do we need more of this? The government already has a whole bunch of people locked up, significantly more than the rest of the world. It seems to me that people in Europe are probably able to have prepaid phones that have some level of privacy. How come, you know, it's such a big problem here? I don't know.
The problem here is our government for the last, you know, couple decades has been so focused on knowing everything that's going on.
Right.
And this is...
That's what it seems like to me. This is just capturing more information.
Right. It absolutely is. And while they're doing this, they're also pressuring manufacturers to install backdoors. You know, so they can, regardless of what network that phone may be on, we have access to it, but we'll only use that access if we need it. You've got that, and then you've got the federal government going after applications like WhatsApp. You know, because WhatsApp. You know, because it does provide a level of encryption, and I'm sure they're going to go after every other one of these too. But
there's encrypted SMS, encrypted text messaging services, and these kind of things. And it just seems like the government doesn't like all of this stuff because basically they want to collect all the information.
Right.
The only time it was really a problem was when when other governments around the world found out that the United States government was going after their politicians.
Sorry, President Merkel.
Yeah, that's all that. This is the only time it seemed to matter. By the way, there were illegal things revealed. No one went to jail. No politicians went to jail for that one.
Well, I'm sure they will soon.
Yeah, I'm sure. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855. 453 Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, the live weekend edition. Still got room for you. The number is 855-450-3733. It's the final segment with Mark.
And Chris.
855-450-FREE. And, well, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the presidential stuff. And this situation where apparently there's a bill in that may destroy the idea of these privacy from a prepaid phone. They call them burner phones, I think, is what the Hollywood's been calling them. And it's certainly an interesting, fun name. But, the idea that somebody wants to have a phone that isn't registered in the name doesn't sound like the most radical notion in the land of the free to me.
It sounds like having an unlisted number. And for years, that was what you did for privacy.
Well, you can have an unlisted number, but the phone company still knows who you are.
Absolutely, but back in the day, and I'm going back, say, 25, 30 years, what could you actually do with your phone to make it more private?
You would get
an unlisted number, and that was your big step.
Yep. If you want to support Free Talk Live, which is probably the most clarion voice for the ideas of liberty on network radio, certainly the largest of people who support the idea of freedom, if you want to support us, the best way to do it is go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And for $5 a month, we give you some perks. You can be a part of our AMP group on Facebook. We've got special AMP phone-in lines, those kind of things. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Chris, as much as I despise Bill and Hillary Clinton, it's funny, I haven't forgotten about Vince Foster and the conspiracy theory spun by some big fat pig named Rush Limbaugh on his radio station. And I quit listening to him cold turkey forever. But I'm betting that you, Chris, being the anti-statist whose mind is obviously devolved because of the people you hang out with, I wouldn't be surprised if you think, to quote Ian Bernard, that loose change is persuasive.
you have an opinion on this?
Chris? No opinion.
Thanks for
the
call, James. Yeah, do you, I think what he's asking you is, have you seen the video Loose Change?
No, I have not.
Okay, this is a video about the 9/11 conspiracies.
So he pegs me as a conspiracy theorist.
Are you a 9/11 truther?
A truther? No, I think there's some unanswered questions there. I really would like to know more about Building 7, but I also was watching TV when I saw planes. So I'm not on one side of that debate or the other, but I don't think I think it's un-American to accept what we're being told without questioning it.
I would agree. I think it's anti-human. It's unwise to just.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think that there's any stories out there that are without holes.
Right.
You know, that whole thing. So, you know, I watched part of Loose Change. I don't think I watched the whole thing. It's been years since that thing came out. And, you know, to me, the 9/11 conspiracies don't really affect day-to-day life for me. The politicians continue to do the things that the politicians are going to do. I think we found out years and years later, about the JFK assassination that had something to do with somebody in the government. I'm not entirely sure. I can't really remember. And because it's not relevant, because it doesn't matter.
Right.
If you find out that, say, JFK was involved in the assassination of, that LBJ is involved in the assassination of JFK, so what? They're both dead.
Well, the crazy thing is, and this is how short-term our memory is, it's a good example of JFK, because we had congressional hearings in the late 70s. They went and looked at JFK and Robert Kennedy's assassinations, and I think maybe Martin Luther King's. And they came to the conclusion, our government did, that there was most likely a conspiracy involved in the assassination of JFK. That wasn't Rush Limbaugh. That wasn't 9/11 truthers saying it. That was a congressional committee that was put together to look at it. So I think what 9/11 represents more for me is it was an opportunity to advance a neocon agenda where, okay, this kind of takes the gloves off, and now we can
right.
we
you
can
wouldn't
nation
have attacked
build.
Iraq without 9/11. There wouldn't have been an Iraqi attack without 9/11.
Not as soon. I think because the first Bush got pretty much they had not a fatwa, or they were going to kill GW's dad, and I don't think George ever let go of that.
Well, whether he let go of it or not, it's I don't know whether the American people would have been on board for it. I can remember back then, I would have probably been ready to invade Canada if they had, put some kind of, harebrained plan that said, oh, yeah, it turns out Canada's the one who blew up the 9/11 towers. That's how angry and how on edge everybody was.
The
I'm
whole
obviously,
country.
I'm obviously exaggerating here, but people were on edge. The reason that they went into Afghanistan was because the Afghan government at the time, run by the Taliban, basically said, hey, why don't you provide us with some information about what this Osama bin Laden guy is supposed to have done?
Yeah.
And that wasn't acceptable to the United States government. No, give him up or we kill you. And they did.
Yeah. And there have been lots of cases where we've gone into lots of countries and done we being the United States, and I'm not including myself with the government, but we've done all sorts of unsavory things over the years, and it doesn't take much of an excuse. You're right. The American people might not have got all behind a war against Iraq if we had not had, like, a 9/11, but it certainly doesn't mean that we wouldn't have done something. And it might have been more surgical. It might have been on a smaller scale.
Well,
I think the result would have been the same. We want to control the oil fields.
Well, I think the result would have been the same, that ISIS would have been created, too. ISIS was, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out that ISIS was created to some extent by the meddling in the Iraqi people's government. Now, I'm not saying that Saddam Hussein was a good guy. I certainly don't think he was a good guy. But, well, this is what happens when you mess around. Let's go to Alfred calling in from Myrtle Beach. Alfred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mark Edgington, do you have...
The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Excuse me, I had to dump that. So, when it comes to U.S. foreign policy, and the 9/11 and all that stuff, I get that they're all linked, but I'm not prepared to say that, the George W. Bush administration perpetrated 9/11 so that we could go right into the Middle East and bomb the heck out of folks. I know some people want to say that. I don't know. To me, it requires facts. I've heard politicians say we never are going to let a good crisis go to waste. That's something entirely different than let's create a crisis.
Rahm Emanuel. But I think it would have been anything. You can look for anything, any opportunity, any excuse, and then they're going to go do it. But I think what's interesting about the formation of ISIS is ISIS isn't one of those things that people need to go to conspiracy websites to find out about and to find the evidence of all this. All they have
There's
to do is...
There's plenty of conspiracy behind ISIS. I mean, I've seen these guys praying in two different directions.
Oh, I get that. But to find out the story of how ISIS was created, just read a newspaper. It's all there.
It's true. Let's go to Marie calling in from Mississippi. Marie, you're on Free Talk Live. You got about a minute.
Yes, I worship Trump. No, I'll tell you why.
You work for Trump?
I worship him.
You worship him, all right.
Yes, because I think he's the most honest thing going. Ted Cruz reminds me of someone in a polyester suit in a tent preaching. I think that's what his daddy did. But Donald Trump will at least be able to defend.
What about Kasich? What about Kasich?
Could care less. I mean, he's too late. Might as well just go home and hush. Might have been good had he gotten in earlier. I don't even know him. But at least we know. Really can't believe anything a politician normally says.
Yeah.
But at least we know Donald Trump knows how to make money.
Okay.
And he even tried to gift United States people with a banquet room for the White House out of his own pocket because Hussein Obama was entertaining dignitaries in tents, so out on the lawn. So, to me, Cruz is sleazy. I cannot stand his voice. And his wife is depressed, no doubt. But, I understand why.
Do you think that the Republican establishment is going to, even if Trump gets the 1237, do you think that they'll let him get through the nomination process? I mean, they do get to finally pick, right?
I don't think they will. And I think that's a damn shame because I heard one of them say we have certain morals. Morals? Look at Hillary Clinton. We're talking about morals?
This is probably not the Republican Party. Marie, thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it. Check us out, freetalklive.com, and on Facebook, facebook.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.